Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So let me tell you a bit of the background. I was chatting yesterday on the phone to Kathy Kayla. We were speaking about the interview that I had yesterday on Roe versus Wade on the professor. And a lot of you reacted to that, saying that it wasn't balanced at all and it was just emotional. And I did find that as well. I didn't find that it was an interview that added value. And we were debating how we add value. First of all, I don't have a uterus. Never have, probably never will, which means in a lot of ways that I am completely disqualified from even having a conversation about Roe versus Wade and abortion. It shouldn't disqualify me, but disqualify me, and yet it does. And then Kathy Kayla told me a story that I said I would love her to share with you, with our listeners. It's not an easy story to tell, and even up to round about 20 minutes, she was saying, you know, should she, shouldn't she? Well, I think she should. It's a personal story. It doesn't give a view as to any side of the Roe versus Wade discussion. It just brings perspective. Kathy Kayla.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And thank
so
you
much.
For agreeing to tell the story, because it just does bring perspective. It doesn't. It's not a side. It's a perspective.
Yeah. You know, you don't come across a lot of people today who are pro-life.
Mm.
You know, you've got doctors who are pro-life and they're getting taken to court for not, you know, being forced into giving abortions.
Right.
It's something that's a topic that's very close to my heart. And possibly the best way to explain it is through the story. On my 18th birthday, the 30th of July 1988, I sat down and I looked up the telephone number for a lawyer who was operating. He had a legal practice in Clarksdorp.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Mike Kropman. And I phoned him and I said, "Mr. Kropman, this is Kathy Kayla." And there was just this long pause. "Mr. Kropman, this is Kathy Kayla." And he said, "I heard you." He said, "I've been waiting 18 years for your call." Mike Kropman was the lawyer who arranged my adoption. I was adopted by my parents, Sandy and Max Kayla, at the age of 7 days. And I phoned Mike Kropman not to find my biological parents, because I've never wanted to. Adoption is... God gave me the best parents that I could possibly have had. But the very first person to believe in me was my biological mother. She carried me for 9 months, knowing that she would never meet me. Is there a greater... Could anybody give you a greater gift?
Gift, what a gift.
And so I phoned Mike Kropman on the late Mike Kropman, on my 18th birthday,
so
to say
the,
thank you.
He was the lawyer, that
arranged
facilitated
it. Yeah, and he did it for many, many people.
Right.
And I phoned and I said, "Look, I don't want to find my biological parents, but if you ever come across my biological mother, please tell her I said thank you." And there have been many, many people who have been my teachers, my guides, people who have believed in me, but she was the very first one.
She was the first person, and she didn't give up on you.
She never did. She carried me to term. And that is an amazing thing.
I've never thought about it in that way. In fact, I hadn't until yesterday. When you think about the incredible commitment that it takes to carry a baby that you are not going
to know.
To know. And in fact, we'll probably
you gain
even,
absolutely nothing from it.
And in fact, are probably tormented by it a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You have to spend your years thinking, "I wonder how, I wonder where, like what's happened to her? Is she okay?" And of course, legally not allowed to contact you.
Yeah,
I mean that is incredibly, incredibly difficult to do, and it's a huge commitment to this person that you don't know and will never know, probably.
You know what it also did, Howard, is it gave me opportunities. I have brought a lot of good things into this world.
Mm.
And as many people have, as most people have, right? We do good in the world.
Right.
And I just think that I'm the argument against abortion.
It's so interesting that. It is so fascinating.
We would not have had a Chai FM.
Chai FM wouldn't. Chai FM would not be here because you started
in
Chai
FM. In its current
FM.
Form anyway, yes.
Yeah, had your birth mother decided she wasn't prepared to do this.
The impact is absolutely massive. One life can change the world. And I'm not saying that I'm that life.
Yes, of course not.
But
I know
I'm saying
you're not
it holds
saying that,
the potential for that. And that's where I stand on it.
Yeah. So it's just such a fascinating, and that's why I thought it was interesting to share. And I would love your reaction.
Where do you stand on it, huh?
Even without a uterus?
Even without a uterus.
Oh, okay. So
pretend.
So I think I'm quite lucky in that, and that in that we've got a guiding system within our own religion,
right,
that we can be guided by.
Right.
So those principles include things like until 40 days, you know, there isn't the baby isn't considered viable and alive. So I think that guides my view there, certainly for the earlier part. The concept that the woman's life is valued above the unborn baby,
mm.
and that includes a lot of things. That includes mental health. That includes a lot of aspects. So
sure.
So I think if I have to boil it down to my own belief system, is I believe I am pro-choice, but only up to a certain time. Because I think after that, we have to start being very, very careful. I think the madness, and I really do think it's madness, that went on in that we were leading to in America, where you could have abortions basically at term, horrifies me. Absolutely,
but
absolutely.
But look at the hysteria that's happening there.
Well,
what
I'm finding it's impossible
on?
To have a conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm finding even more scary, is that when we have a professor on the show, as we did yesterday, and I was hoping to understand the legality around why Roe v. Wade was overturned. That's really where I think that has to be a starting point.
Go and watch the documentary on it. Anyone who hasn't seen it, there's a very good documentary movie on it.
I didn't know that.
And it actually shows you that it didn't really have a legal basis in the first place, which is interesting.
Interesting. So Mark is saying not everyone is adopted by loving parents. And if that will be the case, then I would not prefer the abortion. As far as abortion is concerned and acknowledging it's a complex matter, personally, I would prefer a child not to be born if that child would be unloved, uncared for, and physically and emotionally leads a miserable life, which, of course, we hear.
Okay, I have to say something, that people who cannot have children and who go through the hoops that they have to jump through to have a baby are going to love their child. I'm telling you right now, we're not talking about the foster child system in the United States.
Mm.
When you adopt a child, you adopt that child because you want that child.
And in most cases are desperate.
Yeah, absolutely.
To have a child.
You've tried everything else. You've looked at all the options.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Ivy says, Kola Kavod, Kathy, for sharing your most and very important story with us. And I think it is an important story, and that you were debating whether this is relevant. I think it is so relevant to the conversation.
The only reason I'm doing it is because you told me it's going to be important to other people. Otherwise,
well, it is important because it brings a different perspective,
yeah,
and it allows us to have a conversation.
I just don't want it to be about me.
well, it is and it isn't, but that's also okay. But it's just telling us, it's giving us a different perspective, because I think we've shrouded this in so much emotion, and of course your story is an emotional one because it's you. You wouldn't be here but for somebody who decided they would not go the termination route.
Yeah.
And as you say, believed in you before you were born. And that is huge. I'd love your reaction. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951019. Kathy Keller, thank you for sharing that story with us. Yvonne says, Kathy, what an amazing woman you are, thinking of other people yet again. And I know why that you shared your story to help others. Absolutely right.
Thanks, Yvonne.